Thank you very much, Pastor. Thank you, everyone. Happy New Year to you all. I know I'm very blessed to be here, and I'm very happy to be here in front of you as well. I will apologize, in fact, in advance, because I know this is the first day of the new year. Everyone's looking for a message to a hope, a blessing, looking forward. This is going to be a great year. Unfortunately, what I want to share is more self-reflective, looking inward, looking toward yourself. And unfortunately, it's going to end in a big question that even I have trouble answering. So I've been doing a lot of soul searching, doing a lot of asking questions of myself. You know, where is your faith? Where do you stand? And when I start the life of Jesus, I think something we like the most about Jesus, and something we find the most interesting about Jesus, is the way he handled different situations, and then the way he did the exact opposite of what we think anyone would do, right? When the woman was caught in adultery, we all expected him to chastise her, but he forgave her. Who did he spend his time with? Who did he have dinner with? Tax collectors, publicans, people that were hated. He turned water into wine. Today, imagine anybody in this building doing that, right? And that's what I appreciate a lot about Jesus, is that you can see his character and the fact that he did the exact opposite of what you would expect. He did the exact opposite of what was proper at the time. And in connection to this, I wanted to share with you my personal favorite verse in the Bible. If I'm reading the Bible, there's an 80% chance I'm going to read this verse. And when you read it, when you hear it, you might think it's a little unusual. No need to turn with me, I'll just go ahead and read it. It's Matthew chapter 26, verse 33 and 35. We're skipping verse 34. No need to read it, I'll read it out to you. So 33 and 35. Peter replied to him, "Though all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." And verse 35. "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." Now, a lot of you know the story here. The Last Supper is just wrapping up, putting away the plates. And Jesus says, "I'm about to be crucified, and all of you will fall away." And Peter stands and says, "I will not deny you. Even if I die, I will stand next to you." Now, the reason I love this verse so much is because of what happened in this church when I read it. Nothing. Right? Nobody did anything. There was not a single hand rose up and said, "Hallelujah." Now, if I read the verse of Joshua, okay, I'll wait for it, watch this. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Totally different reaction. Same statement, though. Same thing was said. But in this case, not a single person said hallelujah, nobody said amen, no one was even happy about this. Because we all know what happened next, or we know what happened in verse 34. Jesus tells Peter, "Before the rooster crows three times, you will deny me three times, you will deny me thrice." I have a question for you. What if one of our young people stood up today and said, "You know what, I've made a decision this morning. No matter what, I will never deny Jesus, even if I have to die." How many of you would raise your hand and say, "Glory to God"? How many of you would have tears in your eyes? Right? You wouldn't be able to contain yourself. You have two parents who would be on their knees thanking God. The pastors, they'd be thanking God to no end. We'd be hearing about that testimony over and over again. And yet Jesus hears this, and he does the exact opposite. So the question I have for you, it's not an easy question to answer, is, was Peter lying? Was he trying to deceive Jesus? It's a very hard question to answer. It's not easy. I truthfully and honestly believe, no, Peter didn't lie. He honestly believed that at that moment in time, when push come to shove, he would stand with Jesus. But here's the question. How can what Peter believes and the truth be so far from each other? We just spent the last 30 minutes worshiping God. And the question asks, I ask, is what's the truth? And what did we say? And what's the difference? So when you're trying to understand what happened to Peter, in order to understand what happened to it, Jesus actually preached about this earlier. He preached about believers. And again, no need to turn to the verse. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 to 8, Jesus talks about the parable of the sower and how he throws seed. And some of the seed falls on the pathway, some of the seed falls on the rocky ground, some of the seed falls on the thorns and on the good ground. And if we specifically focus on the rocky ground for a second, it's in verse 5 and 6. Jesus says, other seed fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and at once they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched because they had no root, and they withered away. Now, unlike many parables in the Bible, Jesus was kind enough to provide us an explanation of this verse. And he provides it in 20:21. He says, the one on whom the seed was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and at once welcomes it with joy. Yet, he has no root in himself, but is only temporary. And when the pressure or persecution comes, because of the word, he immediately stumbles away and he falls for his faith. So this is what happened with Peter. Or at least I believe what's happened with Peter. He accepted the word with joy, but when trial and persecution and trouble came, he fell away. So we all know, when Peter made this proclamation to Jesus, this is what he believed. Jesus presented the truth right to him. He said to him, I assure you most certainly, Satan, this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So here's the amazing thing. Not only did Peter not understand his own faith, Jesus looked him in the eye and said, no, you're going to deny me. You don't really, when persecution comes, you will fall away. And even then, did Peter understand the truth? Even then? No. Him and the rest of the disciples said, no, Jesus, we will never fall away. We will never deny you, even if it means us dying. So it tells me a little bit about the situation of the believer who's rooted in the rocky ground. Until the persecution comes, they will honestly and most heartfelt believe that they are strongly rooted in Christ, and they will die for Christ. So did Peter so believe that he would die for Jesus, that even when he was confronted with the truth, he couldn't understand it? Now, let's speak about Peter for a second. He was a disciple that spent 3 years with Jesus. He heard the word on a daily basis. He saw miracles on a daily basis. He walked on water, and yet he wasn't rooted in Christ. So this is the closing question that I have for myself, and the question that I've been asking myself for some time is, what about me? What is the true state of my heart? Because we all know when we worship, God does not hear the words that come from our mouth. He hears the words that come from our heart. So this is the question that I hope we can all answer. Thank you.